John Walden here. Can you spare me 5 minutes? You're not that busy now. Let's take 5 minutes to see something good from the Word of God, from an Old Testament prophecy, Zephaniah. Too few of the Lord's people read the minor prophets, as they're called. They're certainly not minor in importance. They're minor only in size. Some wonderful things you'll discover if you'll take time to read these closing books of the Old Testament, 12 of them. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 5. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning doth he bring his judgment to light. He faileth not, but the unjust knoweth no shame. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. Now later on in this chapter, he tells us that the King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil any more. That's verse 15. And in verse 17, he says, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy. So the presence of the Lord in the midst of his people means a lot of things. It means protection. It means joy. But I want to call your attention to this statement. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Do you know that the presence of the Lord with a Christian or with a company of Christians, and this is promised for both, do you know that this brings a great responsibility as well as a great privilege? Have you ever thought about this, my brother and sister? You see, when you accepted Christ as your Savior, you became His. And the Holy Spirit of God came to live within you. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. He says this in the 6th chapter of 1 Corinthians, to a people who were not very spiritual, people who were carnal, people who were doing a lot of things they shouldn't, but the Holy Spirit indwelt them. And this is a great responsibility. You and I have to remember that the Holy Spirit is within us, and He's grieved by things that are wrong. He's grieved by our taking Him to wrong places. Remember this the next time you want to go to some questionable place of amusement. Remember this the next time you're doing something you ought not to be doing. But the Lord in the midst of His people is a great and wonderful truth, and also a very serious one. We're told in Matthew 18:20, where two or three are gathered together in My name, there am I in the midst of them. Now this is a great blessing, but what a great responsibility it is also. If we meet together as Christians, let's be careful of all that we do, because the Lord is there, and He is just. He will not do iniquity. We want the Lord to work among us. We want the Lord to bless His work and bless His word. Then we'll have to be careful how we do His work. We'll have to do it according to His will, not according to the tradition of some church, not according to our own fancies. We'll have to do it according to His pattern. If we want the Lord's presence among us, we'll have to remember that He's going to judge sin. The Lord Jesus revealed Himself in the first chapter of Revelation as walking in the midst of the seven candlesticks. That is, He was among His people, but it says that His feet burned as fire in a furnace. That means that He is judging His people. He's among His people to bless them, but He's among His people to judge any evil in our lives that's not right. And God never condones sin. Unsaved people are going to be lost forever because they die in their sins. Christians are not going to be lost because of their sins, but Christians are definitely going to be judged because of their sins. If you and I allow sin in our lives, God will have to deal with us. He may have to chastise us. Whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth. Am I talking to some Christian just now who wonders why he's having difficulty? Is the Lord dealing with you about some sin? If so, let's put it away. The just Lord can't stand sin. Father, we thank Thee, Thou hast revealed to us Thy holiness and our sinfulness. We thank Thee that the blood of Jesus Christ, Thy Son, cleanses us from all sin. Bless thy word to us just now, in Jesus' name. Amen.